Well, you mother... You think you can come to my house, talk to my boys like that? Send us... Huh? Oh. You don't know what's... Oh. For you. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh. Oh, you don't say. No. You don't say. No.
Oh, yes.
No, please, no. I said, please, no. I get you citizenship.
You are
please, I'm sorry. I won't call ICE.
Pia. This one. That was Andrew.
Oh, it tastes like whiskey and soy sauce.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
You two are something.
We're bad friends.
Clap the boat. Clap the boat.
Clap the boat. Clap the boat. Clap the boat. Clap the boat.
Starring Alexandra Ocasio.
The boat.
Directed by
Clap the boat.
Jose.
The boat.
Archnold.
Clap.
Where do you get a name like Archnold from?
I don't know.
Where did you get that from? Where does Archnold even come from, Jules?
She just improvised. That's her, you know. I have a lot to talk about today, man.
All right, line it up. What do you got?
You want to start or are we starting?
We started at Clap the Boat.
Clap the Boat. Listen, number one, I have to yell at Jules first.
Yeah, please. Okay. Please, please, please.
So today I go, we're driving up here. I go, how's school? She goes, it's okay. I go, okay. What'd you learn? She goes, I didn't go.
That's why I was okay.
Yeah.
It was good because I wasn't.
I go, why?
There.
She goes, I slept. Yeah, I slept in.
Oh, and you missed it.
And then yesterday she missed.
Did really?
Yeah, and they wrote emails to Kalila and her grandparents. And
how
they haven't
they have
gotten
their,
it yet.
Because the pigeons, yeah, that's a far way to fly.
No, her grandmother's in my house right now.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I thought they were
they
in the Philippines.
No. Kalila's parents, mom.
Who lives in the Philippines still? Your
her
parents.
Mom.
Oh.
Yeah. Her mom doesn't give a fuck.
If they wrote your mom a letter saying you're skipping school, what would your mom say?
She doesn't care.
Well, tell me what she would say.
She wouldn't say anything.
God damn it.
You want her to make shit up?
That's what the show is.
Yeah.
That's the whole show.
So,
57 weeks you've been here, kid. What are you doing?
So I don't want to, I don't even know. I was thinking about not bringing this up, but I just can't help myself. Because it pissed me off.
Okay, go. What's something that Jules did?
No, something that Theo and Brendan Schaub did.
Wahapa.
Can I tell you what happened?
Of course.
All right. So you know my brother Steve, right?
100% love Stevie Weeby.
Everyone loves Steve. You love my brother?
Yeah.
Good kid, right? Doesn't have a car.
Killer piano player. Doesn't have a car. Lives in a nice little cozy apartment.
Yeah.
Cool dog.
Yeah.
Cool bed.
Cool bed.
Well, I like your brother.
Yeah, I love my brother. Yeah. And so my brother released an album. He's a musician.
Yeah, it's for my pops. Ode to my pops.
No, he has a new one.
Oh, that just came out?
Just came out.
Oh, right? Nice.
So he wants to, you know, promote it.
Right on.
So last week, Fighter the Kid, they reach out to him. Not Fighter the Kid, The King and the Sting.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Don't roll your eyes.
I didn't.
I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say that again.
I didn't roll my eyes.
And I want you, don't roll your eyes.
Okay.
King of the Sting. I know, you can't help it.
I get hard.
Yeah, I know. So my brother's excited. It's a pretty big show for him.
It's a huge show.
To promote
show.
His
That show is huge.
Album, right? Yeah. So my brother doesn't have a car, so they reached out to him, by the way.
Right, he didn't.
He doesn't know them.
Right.
Their producer, Nick.
Yeah, Nick.
Right, you know Nick?
Yeah.
Right. Goes, hey, you know, reaching out. So Tuesday, and my brother goes, it's a little early. Can I just come a little later? No, Theo's only in town this amount of time.
Yeah.
It's got to be 11 or whatever it might be, right? And sure. My brother goes, oh, you know what? This is a great opportunity for me. I will be there even an hour and a half early.
That's a little absurd, but
well, he
I
couldn't get,
it. Get
a ride. So the only ride that he could get.
What about Uber, no?
He doesn't have that.
He doesn't have Uber.
No. He also has a thing with money.
What is it? What's the thing?
My brother has a little thing with money.
What's the thing with money? He doesn't have enough of it?
No, he used to be like, if I was like, hey, we're at Starbucks and I don't have my fucking credit card, mm-hmm. I'd be like, hey, can I get a venti can you buy me a venti, you know, drink, right? Espresso over ice.
Mm-hmm.
My brother goes, I'll just get you a grande. You know what I mean? He's that type of guy.
But he's right. You don't need a venti. That's absurd.
I know, but it's like, you know, it's always like, you know, if we're at a restaurant, right? And I'm like, you know, I'll have the main course, but my appetizer, my brother will just go to the waiter. No appetizer.
He's right.
Because I'm paying for it.
He's trying to save you in extra calories.
No.
I'm on Stevie's side.
It's bullshit.
Good job, Stevie Beebe.
All right.
Keep those calories out of Bobby's body.
He's that type of guy.
Yeah.
But he's changing. He's better about it now. But anyway, so he has a friend, some poor guy, you know what I mean, who has like, you know, a windowless Honda Civic from, you know, 1986, who barely runs, right?
How does it not have windows?
It just doesn't have any windows. Picks him up, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. 7 in the morning. My brother hasn't slept, by the way, because he's so excited, by the way.
Yeah.
Right, so they go to, you know where it is, Encino.
It's forever away.
Forever away.
Yeah.
From where my brother is?
It's the other side of the world.
It could have, it's Colorado.
Right.
All right? So my brother is excited. He's on the freeway, right? And they're playing like, you know, they're playing hip hop.
Right.
And they're probably waving their arms like this.
Because they just don't care.
They don't care. So they show up early and they go, you know what? Let's not go there directly. Let's go to Jamba Juice to celebrate.
I get it.
You get it, right?
I get it.
You want juice.
Sometimes you
got to
get yourself a Jamba Juice.
Some wheatgrass.
Right.
Right. So they drink the Jamba Juice. And the buddy goes, you know, hey, man, I got shit to do. So just drop you off there. And my brother goes, all right. So my brother goes to the building, that white building.
Oh, where they shoot.
Where they shoot.
Right.
The guy drives away.
Okay.
All right. Also, there was some sort of like argument. I don't know exactly what happened. There was an argument about with the parking attendant and my brother. They almost got in a fist fight.
Can I tell you how crazy this is?
What?
Him and I got into an argument when I was there last.
That guy.
When I did Theo's show, that guy yelled at me.
That's what my brother said. I didn't like his tone.
He was like, you can't park here. I was like, well, I'm here for someone that's here. He goes, you can't.
Yeah.
Well, why? You cannot park here. Okay. Okay. Well, I said, I'll go get somebody. I had to go get Nick. Nick had to come out and go, Nick, you know, he's
yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah, he's on the show. Yeah. You know, and then
I've never had a problem with the guy. Anyway.
No, I love him.
So my brother goes and goes up to the, gets in the building.
Yeah.
Locked.
Door's locked, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Knocks locked. He waits. It's 11. No one's there. Knocks. No one's there. He calls. No one's picking up.
Nobody.
Then he's a little worried. Then finally he gets a hold of Nick. And my brother goes, hey, man. Hey, dude. So I came early and, you know, I'm here for the King and Sting. And he goes, who's this? My brother goes, Steve Lee. And he goes, oh, fuck. I forgot. We forgot.
You forgot?
We forgot.
What did you forget?
About him.
Completely. Yes. Not the episode.
Forgot.
Wow.
Right? So then.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking. I'm listening.
What, are you bummed?
No, I'm pissed off.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pissed off.
So then my brother's like, my brother's hurt more than anything because he feels like, you know, nobody, he's always been, my brother's always been like, and I keep telling him not to compare his life to my, you know, I'm a comedian, it's different, but it's like, he wants respect.
Well, yeah, that's everybody deserves respect.
He wants respect and he wants to be acknowledged,
yeah,
you know what I mean, as a human being.
Yes.
Right? So my brother just cried.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
It broke him.
Hold on.
I'm gonna act really mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like furious.
Good.
Yeah.
If it goes to voicemail, I'll be on you. Yeah, but...
Hello.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, you're on the show. We're recording you. I just want to let you know up front and be candid with you, but I got to tell you, bud, it is not going good. The first 15 minutes, Bobby has been just losing his mind. He's been yelling because something about his brother and you guys didn't get him on the show and he's freaking the fuck out right now. He's mad. What happened?
Man,
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Hold on. Oh, okay, Bob. All right, go ahead.
Do you disrespect me and my family? Like, are we... No, honestly, like, when you look at other comedians, you probably respect them and you respect their time. But when you look at me, is it because I'm not funny to you, or is it because I don't have the respect in the comedy community, or I don't know what the fucking the deal is, bro. That's my brother, bro.
I know.
And it's like he doesn't have money, He fucking got his way out there, and he.
We are compensating.
No! It's not about money. He doesn't want his money, dude. It's about when he knocked on that door, and you guys weren't there. My brother fucking cried, bro. It's disrespectful. And it's like, I'm just asking you, is it, did I do anything personally to you to hurt you in any kind of way? Because it just seems like a fucking slam on me, my career, who I am as a person. And I fucking have tears right now too, dude. It's disrespectful, bro. So can you explain yourself?
There's no explanation except that I fucked up. Theo and Brendan had nothing to do with it. I booked him. We moved the show up because Theo didn't come back from Nashville. I could not feel worse. This is not said in jest at all.
What about a phone call? What about a fucking phone call to my brother going, hey, my bad. Theo's not in town, so we're going to move this date.
That's what was supposed to happen, and I just...
So what is it about my brother that you didn't fucking do that?
Nothing about your brother. We're excited to have him on. I hope we do.
Oh, it really seems that's exciting. Because let me say something right now. If it was fucking Tom Hardy, that wouldn't have fucking happened.
I don't know. I'm pretty dumb.
Oh, all right. Well, you know. I'm kidding, dude.
Nick, we're just fucking
around. We're fucking around, man. Everything's
fine. It's
all
good. It was an accident. We're fucking around.
No, Nick.
This is what I want, Nick. Nick, this is what I want. All right. I'm going to say this, right? You have to book him again.
You got to book him again.
Because
man.
My brother's trying to fucking promote his album.
Yeah.
And it's like, it hurt him. It fucked him. He did cry. But my point is that.
He did.
But I already talked to Theo and Brendan. I already know it was your fault.
Yeah.
This morning, they already said it was your fault.
Wait a minute. Are you taking the fall? Nick, are you taking the fall? Is it actually one of their faults and you're taking the fall for them?
Help us out here.
Are you being like, are you being a good producer?
This is your opportunity.
Blow
right,
them up if it needs
to be honest.
Yeah.
Because
I'm king in this thing till I die. It was all on me. I fucked up.
Oh, he's caught in a trap.
He's caught in a trap. He's falling on the sword right now. He's falling on the sword.
The whole plan was to have him to divide and conquer with you guys. That like, so of course I didn't want to fuck it up and not have him on. Like,
Oh, they're trying to wedge in between our relationship.
I see. Well,
we're gonna wine and dine Stevie.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Really good start. Wow.
Nick, how about this? You got to have him on. You got to promote him, and he's going to have a really weird request. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you have to adhere to it. Promise me you'll adhere to the request.
I don't think Theo or Brendan are coming on his podcast. That was his one request.
No. No. When he comes there, I'm saying.
Oh, wait. So you're saying to me, Theo has already done my brother's podcast.
He did. Yeah, he did.
And it's an incredible episode.
Yeah, and then so
it's a great hour.
Here's what I want, Nick. Okay? This is what I want.
Yeah, give him what he wants.
And this will show me, you know, how you feel about me personally.
Yeah.
All right. Number one, I need my brother on King and the Sting within the next month.
Yeah.
That's number one.
If Theo is even here.
No, it's got to happen. Number two, you get him an Uber.
Okay. Yeah.
You pick him up.
That seems like a nice. In fact, no, you have to pick him up personally, Nick. You got to pick him up personally.
Yeah. You show him that you love him. To show you how long it took him to drive from where he lives to the place and back. All right, so you have to travel those miles.
Do him right, Nick.
Let me finish, right? And you got to get Frankenhead. You have to get Frankenhead on my brother's podcast.
I'm actually not familiar, but I'll do some digging.
Okay,
Nick,
so
we love you.
They love you, Nick.
Thank you for doing it.
We will handle all those requests, but not because we give in to terrorists, because I just feel that bad.
Nick? Skating on some thin ice
thin
today.
It's water.
Thin ice. It's water.
It's water now.
Are your feet wet, Nick? Because you're in some deep shit right now. So let me tell you one more thing, Nick. All right. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
All right, I hung up on him.
Good. Was I too harsh?
Yeah, at first it was really fun. It really like shook me a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
Like, honestly, I'm not going to lie. It was really good. Like, genuinely, how did you feel?
I felt sad for him.
Yeah. Because you
I was going to go worse.
Well, I know, and I'm glad you didn't.
I was going to go worse.
A piece of me was like, Bobby, relax.
I was about to go, like, you know what I mean? You don't know my lawyers. Like, I was going to go lawyers. You know what I mean? How deep I go into showbiz and all that kind of stuff.
You can tell he is full-on panicked.
Yeah, that was fun.
Full-on panicked.
That was really fun.
Nick, good dude. Nick, great dude. And really let it slip. I mean, talk about...
He really was apologetic, though.
He was.
He was scared.
He was very honest.
He was
very
scared. I loved how scared he was.
Well, you know why that is?
Why?
Because the way that we are with our staff, with Fancy and with newbie PD, who you haven't made fun of yet. We do need to make fun of Pete.
Yeah.
A very odd-looking man.
Let me say,
but we
my
show
disrespect
a lot of,
for him.
Yeah,
I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, I know.
So I think that should say a lot.
Okay, you know what? You know
when
what?
I see him, I go, I don't know who that is. I don't want to introduce myself.
Bobby said,
but he's a guy that I've seen before here, right?
He's been around here, for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I think vaguely.
Bobby texted me and said, "Hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. Is Andres already there?" I said, "Yeah, Fancy's here." And he goes, "What about Paul?" And I said, "Pete is here too."
Oh, yeah. I said Paul.
How is Paul going to be there?
Yeah,
I said, Pete will be here for sure. Paul can't show
up
today.
What's your last name?
Who cares?
He has a present for you guys.
Fuck you.
What's your present?
What's your present?
Pete, what is your last name so we have it? What is your last name, Petey?
Forthen.
What? Foreskin?
Forthen.
Forceman. Oh, what do you got?
What is that?
What does he got? He's got a gift for us.
I brought you guys some smelling salts.
Oh my God! Have you ever tried these?
No. What is smelling salts?
These are bananas.
So what does it do?
These are like what athletes use before games. They put them under their nose and they
wake you up.
It shocks your body.
All right, go ahead.
Can you die from these?
No.
No, and then we all die. Have you ever seen it? What do you do? You have to crack them, right?
Crack it open.
How many are there to crack open?
Oh, we all get one.
Oh, I want one.
You want one?
Yeah, I've seen it. This is when like people are like passed out.
And exactly.
You sniff it and they wake
up.
Yeah,
you use it to wake up. All right, we do it at the same time?
No.
Why not?
One at a time.
Okay, so Jules, go ahead.
Okay.
You crack it like that and then you sniff it.
It says crush here. It has a little dot where you put your fingers and snap it in half.
Oh, I already ripped it.
Is it that bad?
It's that bad.
Yeah.
Really? I think I'll die. If that's what did that, she's a young woman.
Wait a minute. What did it smell like?
Piss?
It smells like piss?
It smells like piss. You go for next.
I don't really want to do it.
You have to do it.
What do? You spray it and put it up?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Oh my God.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I can't do it.
Whoa.
What is it?
It smells like piss.
Really?
It smells like hot.
Oh, I gotta try it.
Like a hot hit of piss right in your mouth.
All
right,
ready?
Cool.
You get a good sniff?
You can't avoid it. Put it up near your face.
Hold on.
Go. Oh my God. Woo!
Oh my God, that was intense.
It smells like fucking.
Oh my God, I love it. Why is mine red?
Mine's red too.
Oh. Oh my God.
Now I have the smell in my nose. How do I get the smell out of my nose?
I love it.
It's ammonia.
Oh my God, it's so good.
You want another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's so good.
You want one, Jules?
No.
Yeah. No. Wow,
wait,
intense.
I want Andres to do it too.
Yeah,
Andres,
yeah. It's your birthday. You got to do one.
Get in here and do one, please.
Oh my God, that was so good.
They are kind of fun.
It's fun. It's like a drug or something. It's cool, man. My eyes are watering.
Andres, I want you to come do one.
That was intense.
All right, hold
on.
You sit.
Yeah, that was intense.
You sit in my chair. Sit in my chair and
do it. Do it. Yeah. Wow, that was good.
Do it while we sing happy birthday to you. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Fancy Bee. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my God, here we go. No, don't.
It's all over his outfit. It's a fancy cake for Fancy B.
Happy birthday, Fancy B.
BetterHelp. You know, Andrew, during this pandemic, this is the thing that really got me through.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like, you know, I never really had therapy before this, and this is a really good service here.
It is. I really do believe in it. Bob and I have spoke about mental health on the show before, and we genuinely believe in it. I genuinely do promote
this. It's so easy.
Because it is really
good. You get your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professionally counseling done securely online.
Yeah. There's a broad range of expertise, you guys, and they pair you up with someone, but it doesn't mean you need to stay with them. You can switch to somebody else. To find the best fit for you. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, and they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so you can make your life a better change.
Yeah.
BetterHelp is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anywhere and message your counselor from anywhere in the world so you don't have to sit in some weird waiting room in some office.
Right? BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily, okay? Visit BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
That's right. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
ButcherBox. You know my freezer, Andrew?
Yes.
Is filled with ButcherBox.
Filled with meat.
Because this is all I eat.
Yeah.
You know, I eat vegetables and ButcherBox meat.
Yeah, that's all you need is veggies and meat, baby. That's what you got to do. I've eaten all my ButcherBox. I'm waiting for them to send some more because I'm a fatty, and I like eating as much as I possibly can.
Each month, if you sign up for ButcherBox, each month they send a box of high-quality meat for a better price than the grocery store. It really is better.
Truly, I'm dead serious.
Giving you more time to spend cooking and sharing delicious, high-quality meals with family and friends. I think that's what life's about.
That's what it's about, baby. Sitting together, breaking bread at the table. But don't break bread, bake some meat, all right?
Yeah.
I've tried the recipes they have on the ButcherBox website, which is also very good. You can do it your own way when you get the meat at your house. Cook it on the grill, put it in the oven, put it in a pan. But they also have really cool, creative recipes online, which I need because I'm not a smart person. So I don't know how to cook on my own.
Yeah.
I need people to go, this is the easiest way to put it together. The meat is free of antibiotics and added hormones, has none of that. They got about 10 pounds of meat per box, enough for 24
people.
It's also
packed super fresh, shipped frozen, and vacuum sealed. So it stays that way.
Right to your door. 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and sugar and nitrate-free bacon. That's the way meat should be. Delicious and natural and good. You get the highest quality meat for around $6 a meal, which is way cheaper than whatever you're getting at the grocery store. And they'll ship all over the nation. They'll ship
even nationwide except Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah, sorry, you guys.
Sorry.
Right now, ButcherBox is offering new members ground beef for life.
What? Oh, my God.
That's the lotto. That's 2 pounds of ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription. Just go to ButcherBox.com/badfriends. That's ButcherBox.com/badfriends.
Oh, if you still keep smelling it. It's still in it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that crack a new one? Double down.
No. I'm not going to double. This is good, right? Smell it.
You like it.
I kind of like it.
It's ammonia. It smells like it's ammonia.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Happy birthday, Fans.
Happy birthday, Fancy.
Fans, how old are you, baby?
Do you guys want to guess?
Oh, yeah. Jules first.
36.
That's a pretty good guess.
That's a pretty good guess.
That's a pretty good guess, because I was going to go. I'm going to say 35.
38.
41.
Wow, Fancy is old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look good for 41, Fancy.
Yeah.
I don't look like George.
You don't what?
Look like George.
George is haggard.
Yeah.
By the way, George, when he has a baby, I guarantee you he's going to look so much worse when he comes in here.
Oh, he's going to look like, yeah.
He already doesn't sleep. He already has anxiety. He already's through the roof with
he's
like.
He's going to look like Mitch McConnell.
What if he gets really fat? I would love it if George got fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he plumped up.
I do want to address, and it's probably, I know there's a comedy podcast, but I do have to address that the Atlanta shootings. I mean, because you had, you know, an uptick of Asian Americans being assaulted, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
in the American streets, mm-hmm. right? Was it 500% uptick?
I don't know. I have no idea. Like, yeah.
And then, you know, old men are being shoved to the ground. I think a couple of people died. And then now you have this mass shooting.
Hmm.
But get this. It wasn't... they're saying that it wasn't a hate crime. Do you know why?
Hmm.
Do you know why he killed them?
I know, literally know almost nothing about it. Because it just happened.
This is what he said.
Hmm.
He goes, I'm mad because I have a sexual addiction.
Hmm.
Mm.
So it's a sex crime.
Yeah, I don't know. But what I'm saying...
I don't get it. It's not a hate crime because he has a sex addiction, but he killed one kind of people?
No, because he goes to brothels all the time. He went to massage parlors.
Okay, time out. I love this.
What are you mad at me for?
No. I'm just...
What are you mad... I didn't do anything.
No, I'm saying the justification of something made me feel good because somebody told me about it today. I wasn't on my phone almost all day today doing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody told me about it. And I said, wait, seriously? And they were like, yeah, some crazy fucking dude, I guess, shot up, you know, a bunch of spas and massage parlors.
Yeah.
Or was it one or a few?
Three.
Three. Right. And he said, shot up a few. And I was like, whoa. And then I immediately said, is it like those kind of massage parlors? And the person that told me was like, why the fuck would you say that? I was like, no, I mean, you know what I mean. Those kind of seedy massage parlors that have sexual things.
Mm-hmm.
So my instinct wasn't far off. That's why he would go to these places and get sexual favors. And then he was angry about his addiction. So he took it. So I was right.
Right.
But it was sexual driven.
Right. But
yeah, I knew it.
There's so many different things you do, I think. I don't know. I might be wrong.
And not all those massage parlors give out sexual favors.
Not only that, but
they're known for that, a lot of seedy
exactly.
ones.
Exactly. And in my mind, I mean, I'm not a sociologist or, you know, a psychologist, but I would think.
Or a psychiatrist.
Or there'd be a couple of things you would do before murder, like maybe jerk off.
Yeah, jerk off. Yeah, jerk off.
Jerk off.
Jerk off.
Right? Read a book. There's so many different things.
Well, that guy's not going to read a book.
Okay, no, fuck the book, yeah. Right? What was that?
What was that?
I just coughed.
Why?
Because my throat was kind of itchy.
In the middle of this real serious thing.
It's so crazy. We're doing this.
We're trying to have a moment and be respectful. You know,
it's insane. It's like, and also it just brings back like, how hard it was for me, you know. I try not to think about it because I have, my life is so good right now, but yeah. It's like, you know, it was hard for me as a kid. You know what I mean? When kids threw ice, when I was in Minnesota, they used to throw ice at my head and go, get him, Eskimo, yeah. Right? And I remember running, you know what I mean? And they're throwing like shards of ice at my face.
I remember.
And
it would go, I remember Catch the Eskimo.
Yeah. Or like, you know.
What an insane, they would do that?
Yeah.
That's
or
bonkers.
One kid, right? I was at the bus stop. I was living in Minnesota.
Did you ever yell back? I'm Korean.
No, you don't. No, because I thought maybe I was. You know what I mean? If they're accusing me of it.
I'm the Eskimo.
Even know, I'm a kid. I don't even know what an Eskimo is.
Yeah, I guess that.
Right? So I'm going, I don't know what it is, but right. I don't want shards of glass on my face. I remember one time, like, I was at the bus stop and a kid put bird food on my head.
Why?
I'll tell you why. At first, I was like giggling because I thought this guy never really pays attention to me, mm-hmm. Right? And all of a sudden, black crows started pulling my hair and my backpack, right? No, I'm not kidding you.
Was this a Pixar movie?
No.
And then we flew away up into the sky.
I didn't fly away, but I remember doing this, right? And then I remember that night, my dad took my backpack because I was explaining him they put bird food on my head. And my brother, I swear to God, this is what my dad goes, then you have to do this. Then he goes, you have to do this. And he took the backpack and he started swinging around like this. Right? And then it broke our fucking chandelier. I remember him doing that.
He teaching you how to fight
back. Yeah, he goes, you let them do that, but then you have to take the backpack and the bird and you have to do this, right? And he doesn't go.
Not fight the kids.
Not the kid fight
the birds.
To fight the birds, right? But I remember all that crazy shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as a kid, you
dealt with a lot of shit.
You go through every moment, you deal with it. And, you know, for me, it's like I didn't deal with it in a, you know, violent way. I didn't get angry. I didn't Cho Sung Wee it, you know, the guy that shut up Virginia Tech.
Mm.
You know, I just kind of went, I'm going to use humor. It's a defense mechanism.
Totally. But some people are crazy. Here's the problem, though. You're talking rational about an irrational person. This guy killed people for no other reason than he's a nutbag. It's not because, look, a part of it may be a racial problem, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is he's sick. He's mentally sick. He's unwell. Something's wrong with him. He targeted Asian people, right? Yes, it's a hate crime. On top of that, the machine's broken. It's fucked up. Something's really wrong.
I mean, the only... What honestly.
Yeah.
what would drive you to murder? Like, for instance,
if somebody murdered anybody I love.
All right, so
if you hurt someone I love, if you murdered my parents, my sister, if you did anything to my family,
I would forgive.
I would stop at nothing to kill you, and I'd have your and I would walk around town with your head like this.
Yeah.
I just like
yeah.
Anybody who hurts my family, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Like in medieval times, your house would have like spikes with heads on it.
100% in the front yard.
Yeah.
If you try to attack my family in medieval times, like you killed my brother,
yeah,
I'm going to kill your entire family and anybody you know.
It's too.
And I'm putting your yeah. You asked.
No, what I'm saying to you is this, all right? Let's suppose in medieval times.
Here I am.
Right, you're in a kingdom or whatever.
Yeah, I'm in Ireland.
Right, and I'm in China. I guess, I don't know.
Where?
I don't know. Let's say I lived in Ireland too.
Yeah, make you an Irish guy too.
I'm Irish, oh, my God. And my brother Steve, who's just, you know.
Ah, Stevie Weeby.
yeah. My brother Steve kills your brother.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, when I find out about it, I go, what the fuck did you do, Steve? Like, I'm bummed about it.
Right.
Right? But then all of a sudden, you would kill me and my own family?
Correct. Guilty by association.
How's that fucking...
Guilty by association.
That's not right, though. Think about that.
Remember in high school, we had the athletic code. The athletic rule of code was, if I was at a party and I wasn't drinking, even if I wasn't drinking or doing drugs, if it got busted, I got suspended from basketball because I was there.
But
I say I'm sorry as I'm driving a spear through your head.
Right.
I'm sorry,
but
Bob.
But you know what really tears me up?
Hmm.
When I watch, because I watch a lot of court stuff on, you know, like the craziest court, you know what I mean, cases, right? And the ones that always get me, and this sounds so cheesy, is when, like, you know, a serial killer kills a man's daughters, right? Two daughters.
Ugh.
And the man does his, like, what do you call it? His, not deposition, but he does a testimony at the end.
Sure.
He gets a chance to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at the killer and he goes, I just want to say I forgive you and I love you, man. And you're my brother.
What?
Yeah, when they forgive.
Never.
No, I'm just saying.
Never. You killed my kids?
No. Let's stop. I'm just saying. I'm not saying you're in the fucking video. I'm just saying.
I am now.
When I see the videos and when they forgive, it makes me really emotional.
Pass. No thanks.
Well, then you're not evolved, dude. No. I want to see you. There's so much hate there,
dude.
Are you
kidding me?
And anger.
You kill my family? Of course I'm gonna do everything in my power to kill you.
I'm not saying that I would fucking forgive them either. I'm just saying.
You said you wanted to forgive.
When I watch the YouTube videos, when they go, look at the guy and they go, I forgive you, man.
Insane.
I always cry. That's all I'm saying.
That's insane, people. What would you do, Jules?
Same as you.
Yeah, thank you. See,
but my girl. Torture first.
Torture first. She is the fucking
with what
best.
Knives?
Yeah, like peel them off and then cut their balls and dicks. Yeah.
You'd peel their balls and dicks?
And then their nails.
Oh, take the nails
oh,
out.
Oh, take their nails off. That's dope. That's dope.
And teeth.
And teeth, and teeth, and teeth.
You gotta take the teeth.
Yeah, one by one, though. One by one. And then the eyes.
And the eyes,
how do you scoop out the eyes?
My hands.
Oh, hands! Oh,
yeah, you have to use hands. You don't use a utensil when you...
Not a spoon.
Yeah.
What else?
Maybe their ears.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, take out
slowly sever their ears.
Leave the ears. Leave the ears.
Cut off their ear and go, you hear me now?
Yeah.
See, I knew you'd be on my team. If somebody hurt someone in your family, you would stop at nothing to get them, right? That's right.
Yeah,
how can you forgive that?
Because my brother is a snapperhead too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My brother's a snapperhead. And my brother, like I was, whenever, like when I found out about the women that were murdered today or yesterday, if that was my mother.
Come on.
My brother, I would be so scared.
You would call the cops and go, you have to get him.
I would be so scared. Yep. My brother would go into a red zone and I don't know what he would do.
See, that's what I'm saying. You need people like you and you need people like us. You need to exist.
You think
I'm
a pansy then?
It's not a pansy.
Am I weak?
Don't do that. No.
No, I want to know.
You view things differently. You're more balanced.
What's a Colombian necktie?
I don't know. Andres has got to know. He laughed about it.
You know what a Colombian necktie is?
No.
I think it's this.
Is it a torture device?
No, Colombian necktie is cutting.
It's a form of postmodern mutilation in which a victim's tongue is pulled through a deep, oh my God.
Through their neck. So it looks like a...
It's pulled through a deep cut beneath the jaw and the dangling neck. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a Colombian necktie.
It appeared in Colombia during the period known as La Valencia, which is a city here in Southern California, La Valencia, as a method of psychological warfare and designed to scare and intimidate. So they pull your tongue through your throat.
Neck, through your throat.
Whoa,
yeah.
that's
pretty cool.
Fucking wild.
Pretty cool.
You know what
I would do? I would make up one called, The Tail. And you take a guy's dick,
uh-huh.
Right? Right, and you shove them this way.
Bob, Behind you. Yeah, tuck it behind you. Yeah.
No, through the body.
Oh.
Right, so it's inside out.
Oh, yeah.
It's inside out, and you stick it out of the ass, right? So the guy's dead with a little fucking, you know what I mean, bloody, like, inside dick out of his asshole. And they would know it was me.
They would.
It was Bob.
Oh, my God, that was Bob. Yeah, that's does, Bobby like, the tail giver.
Yeah, the tail giver, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about, like, what would be a good thing to keep out of a human body if I, like, was proud of it and I wanted to show off?
I think she said the eye is very, that's very, that's
yeah, but
dark.
How do you, a dried eyeball would disintegrate.
You don't got a mason jar? You throw it in a mason jar.
Oh, you just have jars or like a fucking witch around your fucking hut?
I have mason jars at my home. You don't have a mason jar?
They're not full of fucking human eyeballs.
That's where one would go.
Yeah.
Because you could go get embalming fluid. You can legally get embalming fluid. And you would just put it in there and preserve it.
Maybe like shrunken head. Does that take a long time?
I mean, months, I guess.
How long does that take?
I always
love shrunken heads. You know, because you have the whole thing.
Yeah, it's right there.
But it's smaller. It's like...
How long does it take to shrink a head? The shrinking process doesn't take long at all. The ritual side of things, on the other hand, would usually total about 6 days. For the heads to shrink, they would be boiled for only about 2 hours. Boiling it for too long would leave it ended up gooey and destroyed.
Yeah, go to an image of a shrunken head.
Imagine you got to set a timer for the head you're boiling.
Wow. Let's see. Yeah, like I would do that. That's like a real head.
Yes, it is, unfortunately. Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah. Yeah, with shrunken head. Don't you think we do that?
Yeah.
That's why, because if you had like, you mean a tooth, right? You could get that in anywhere, right?
People would be like, that's not him.
But
that wasn't his
teeth. But if I have the whole fucking head.
Undeniable.
It's like, I did that.
Yeah, there's no way you can't
And look,
make
it's Charlie. Oh, whatever, right? Because he has like a mole, right?
That is such a gross photo.
That's insane.
Let me see the other ones. Oh my God. Oh my keep going God. Down.
Keep
going
down. Keep going down.
Oh, like that one to the right, that no left, that one. That's incredible.
That's not is that a shrunken head?
It says it right there.
Oh my God. Oh, they drew on it.
You're right. They tell
you can draw on it. It's like arts and crafts.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's like the pottery thing where you color me mine.
Yeah, that looks cool, man.
That's gross. Let's get out of here. This is grossing me out so much. Crack open a new one, kid.
Yeah, this one lost its edge.
That's a new one. Crack open a new one, right. Please. It kind of stings a little bit. Ooh.
That one was wild.
Oh, it wakes you up.
You know, have you been catching up with The Voice or American Idol?
I watched Last Chance U last night instead.
What's that?
Oh my God, so good. It's about community college. The original one was about community college football players who get pushed out of big D1 schools because of their behavior or their academics. And this is kind of like their last chance at getting back to a big university. And they do one here in East LA, East LA Community College. And these stories will break your soul.
Next week is Hollywood Week on American Idol. Because all the auditions just ended, and next week Hollywood Week starts, so I'm excited about that.
Why don't we audition for American Idol?
Because I can't sing, you fucker.
Yeah, we can.
No, I can't.
Yeah, we can.
Not at that level.
Try.
Okay.
Try.
I gotta get lyrics. I don't even know lyrics to it. Ready?
We should make Jules sing again. We miss when she sings. It's my favorite. Jules, bring up a song. There she goes.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Nice.
Watching the ships roll in. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Then I'm watching them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
That's really good.
You sing one.
That was really good. Okay. It was. You ready for mine?
Yeah, go ahead. Be as cool, real, like you're really auditioning.
Okay.
So let me, because I watch the shows all the time. Let me be the judge.
Okay.
Hi, what's your name?
Hey, I'm Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. Where are you from?
37.
Tell me about yourself, man. How long have you been singing?
Yeah, I'd love to be. I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, I know, but how long have you been singing?
I'm nervous in front of you, Lionel Richie. This is my first time in some
time. All right, buddy. Just relax. Calm down. We've all been in this place.
You haven't. You've been so good since you were born.
Yeah, that's funny, pal. So what are you going to be singing for us today?
Today I'm going to be singing and not, unfortunately. Today I'm going to be singing, it's not an original song, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it is my favorite song and it inspired me to become a singer myself.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
I get knocked down, but I get up again, and you're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again, and you're never going to keep me down.
Stop,
I
stop,
get
stop,
knocked
stop,
down.
Stop, 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 stop. Thank you.
But
thank,
I still,
thank you.
I still, can I just do the...
No, thank
he
you.
He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink.
Security.
He drinks a lager drink.
Security.
He drinks a cider drinks. He sings the songs that remind him of
Andrew,
the good times.
Andrew.
He sings the songs that remind him of the best times.
And Andy.
Oh, Danny boy.
Andy.
Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves, bringing more confidence into the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections.
Ooh. Oh my God. You know, I have erectile dysfunction.
It's fine.
I do.
A lot of men have it.
And I have, because as I get older, it's just broken down a bit.
Well, let me tell you, Blue
and
Chew tablets.
This stuff really works, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is
I
the
use
boost.
It. I'm a machine, everybody. I am.
It very much so works. They're tablets that help you achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all sorts of forms of ED, because there's not just one. It's an online prescription service. No visits to the doctor's office. No weird convos. No waiting in line. It goes to your door. What mm-hmm. do you want? Come on. It's going to help you at your house. You barely have to get out of bed to get it and get right back in bed.
The there process is simple, Andrew. You sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. That's the best part, it's all done online.
BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem, baby. You chew it. The tablets are made here in the US of A, and they ship direct. You can benefit from this. Go to BlueChew.com for more details. We've got a special deal.
Well,
try Blue Chew for free, Bob, when you use
oh
the promo
God.
Code
BADFRIENDS
at checkout. Pay $5 for shipping. That's it. BlueChew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS. Receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Bespoke Post.
This spring, as you get back outdoors to explore, take Bespoke Post on all your adventures.
With a new line of essential box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life.
They very much so do. I got my box of awesome.
You gave me an adventure one, right?
I gave you an adventure. Well, I gave you a bag for travel. Because I
know that was really nice.
Because you like to go to Joshua Tree, and I said,
love it.
You can pack stuff in there. They've got cooking tools and outdoor gear that I put in there for you.
Oh, no, you also gave me one time one with grooming goods. I used it all.
Did you really?
I used it all.
You do groom very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
I got myself a whiskey decanter and some stuff for the home. I really do like this stuff. It's really cool. You just take a quiz at boxofawesome.com and your answers are going to...
They're great for gifts, is it not?
No, it's a great gift.
Yeah, because it's like you don't have to think, you know, they do it for you, all
you
the
just
thinking
fill out
for
the quiz
you, and people
and
will always like it.
Here's what they like, here's what they don't like.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they send to you a new box every single month across a ton of different categories. It's totally free to sign up. You can skip a month, cancel, do whatever you got to do. But it's cool for you or like Bob said, to give gifts. Each box is $45.
And oh, my God.
$70 worth of stuff on the inside.
You
it was incredible.
$45.
It's great.
Crazy.
Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code
BADFRIENDS
at checkout.
That's boxofawesome.com, code BADFRIENDS for 20% off your first box. Can we do it again? I'm being real.
Yeah.
And try to really sing a song as if you're really going to try to...
What's wrong with tub thumping?
No.
Chumbawamba is one of the best bands
I want
ever
you
was.
To sing a Whitney Houston song or something that I really want you to try
okay.
your best to get through.
A Whitney song?
This is like one of the hardest... Honestly, imagine you're fucking... Imagine this, right?
Okay.
Imagine they said, you know... If you have to try your best, or
okay.
or your whole family is gonna get sick.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right, so I'm gonna do the introduction again.
Da, na, na,
no,
na, na,
I have the interview first.
Okay, I just did the theme music.
Oh, my bad.
Jesus.
Okay. Hey, welcome. What's your name?
Hey, Andrew.
how long have you been singing, pal?
Six years.
Okay. What are you going to be singing for us?
Today, one of my favorite songs of all time, one of my favorite movies.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Thank
go
you.
Go ahead. Don't.
I'm not.
Your parents are going to get sick.
Okay. Saying that. Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired? I messed it up. Tell me. What? Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired of trying to fill that void? Do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hot? hey man, I'm not gonna fucking laugh when you do it.
Yeah, you're next now.
Yeah, you're no, man. And I'm done. Now it's your turn. Go ahead.
All right.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
All right. So next contestant, come on.
I was
in.
Really going for it a little bit on that one.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Jules.
Hi, Jules. Where are you from?
This will be good.
I'm from Cebu.
Cebu. Where's that? Where is Cebu?
Where's that?
Philippines.
The Philippines. Wow.
Are you a refugee?
Yes.
Oh my God. Why did you come over here? They love heartfelt stories.
I know they
show.
Love. Yeah.
Why did you come to the United States?
Because I want to be a singer.
Oh wow.
Oh, that's great.
How were you able to come over here financially? Are your parents financially stable?
No, I just walked through here.
You walked the water.
You walked
like
from
Moses.
The Philippines all the way here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
What?
Through the Bering Strait?
You walked all the way up to the Bering Strait?
Yeah.
Did you see any Eskimos?
Yeah.
You did?
All right, wow. So what are you going to be singing for us today?
I will be singing My Heart Will Go On by
Celine Dion. What a
song.
Wow,
what a song.
What a song.
It's a big song.
It's
all
a
right,
really
good luck
tough
to you.
Song.
Go ahead.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on. Far across the distance and spaces between us that you have come to. Go on.
Go.
Come on.
Go on. This is the big part.
This is the biggest, the only part that matters.
This is how you're going
to
get in.
Right? You want a ticket to Hollywood or not, kid?
Okay, go. Ready?
Near. Far. Wherever you are.
Yeah.
I believe that the heart does.
Yep.
Go on.
Wait, what is that song called?
My heart will go on.
I want to see if I can reach
Titanic.
It. I want to see if I can reach that chorus.
To near far?
Yeah, ready?
Near far.
Yeah, I'm going to try here.
Wherever you are. You got to pull the mic away if you're going to do that.
Ready?
Here we go.
Near far. Wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Once more, you open the door and you're it. Something like that.
That's really
good.
I
thought good. It was okay.
No, honestly.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was okay.
I thought it was really
you
good.
You want to try it?
I can't do that any justice. That's like one of the best. That's genuinely.
Shut the fuck up. You know what's so funny? What happened? We were driving here. I get a honk from behind me. Right? And I look in the rear view mirror. And I go, what the fuck is going on? And Jules like, Tito Puppy, just keep driving. Tito Puppy, just. And I pull over.
Yeah.
Right? And she goes, what are you doing, Tito Puppy? Roll down. Guess who it was?
Who?
I'll show you. He just left me a message.
Who is that?
Dean Del Rey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
He was right behind me.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, and he goes, you talk shit about me on your fucking podcast.
That's good. He listens.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say about him on the podcast?
I don't remember.
Can I read you something? I was just looking up funny lyrics of songs to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the band 311?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to these lyrics. I'm not singing this.
That's you, important. Portos. I love Portos.
Have some.
Can I really?
Yeah, it's his
have
birthday.
You ever had Portos?
Yeah, but I also want some.
Yeah, I was going to give you some.
Wow.
You want me to give you a slice? Okay.
Andres, what's your favorite song?
Ritmo.
What is it?
Ritmo.
That's good that broke. How do you spell that?
R-I-T-M-O.
Ritmo. By who?
Black Eyed Peas.
By Black Eyed Peas. Oh, let's hear the lyrics for this song that he likes so much. Oh, it's in Spanish.
Spanglish.
It's in Spanglish. Toda la noche rompemo alto orto diva rompemo tu sabales como lejemo baby. Tonight's like fuego. We about to spend the dinero. We party to the extremo, baby. Toda la noche rompemo al orto dio volmero tu sabas como lo hasamo Baby, tonight's the night like fuego. I wanted to sing it for his birthday.
So fucking
is
good.
It really good? Give me a fork or something.
My, it's a custard or something.
Well, should we let him have some because it's his birthday? Do you get any, Andres, because it's your birthday?
Sure.
My God, it's good.
Come in here and get some for your birthday, man.
Peter, Andrew, can you give me a fork?
Yeah, of course. Well, there's a spoon. There's spoons over there. Who's spoon? Who brought spoons from their house? Did you do that, Andres?
It's a custard. It's beautiful.
Well, you have to cut this yourself because Bobby broke the fucking... Bobby broke the... you know what's so sad about this show? He bought his own cake.
This is called tres leches.
This is tres leches cake?
Yep.
Is it really?
Yep.
This is really good. How do you make tres leches cake? Do you know?
Mm-mm.
All right, so what's this? What is this?
So we have a game for Rudy.
Yeah.
To see if she can complete some of America's most famous lines, TV and...
Oh, this is so
great.
Good.
This is
so good.
This is great.
Okay, so Rudy's got to complete...
Even if you don't know it, you have to fill in the blank.
Yes.
All right, so here we go. All right, Rudy, I'm going to read the first one to you, and then you're going to fill in the blank. Ready?
Okay.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the...
Fairest
one of all.
That's right.
Wow. Bing, bing, bing. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
damn.
Wow.
I'm going to do the next one.
Okay, go.
I'm going to make him a...
Say it again.
I'm going to make him a... He can't refuse, so I'm going to make him a...
Spider?
I'm going to make him a spider he can't refuse.
That's exactly what it is. How did you know that? You seen that movie?
No.
It's his second Spider-Man movie.
Was it second or third?
It was the third Spider-Man
third
movie.
Spider-Man.
That's right. So in this third Spider-Man movie, he looks at, was it Sandman?
I think it was the Sandman. And
he
said, I'm going to make
him a spider. Oh, the Sandman goes, I'm going to make him a spider he can't refuse.
That's true.
Yeah, so.
All right, so go ahead, Bob, read the next one.
May the be with you. What? May the odds be with you. And that was in?
That was in Casino. Casino. May the odds be with you.
Yeah, it was a man dressed in black.
Yep. And he just walked up.
He walked up.
Walked up to De Niro, smoking, and he goes, may the odds be with you.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. Go ahead, you do the next one.
Mama always said life is like a box of...
chocolate.
Exactly.
Very good.
Let's not do the accents because we don't want to give anything away.
Yeah.
All right, just read it as Bobby.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Houston, we have a... Houston, we have a... Go ahead. Houston, we have a... Just...
Baby.
That's exactly what it
is. And what movie is that from?
What movie was that from? Three Men and a Baby.
Three Men and a Baby.
Because Houston... Right?
That was the mother's
maiden
name.
Maiden name, and she was having a baby.
Yep.
Right? And the father says, Houston, because the mother's laying there.
Yeah.
We're having a baby.
We're having a baby. She was drunk, and he was saying how inappropriate it was. Go ahead, Bob.
Bond. James.
Bond.
Yeah.
Very good.
Say hello to my little...
sister.
Say hello to my little sister.
Exactly what that is.
And that movie was...
was...
Hello, Sister.
Hello, Sister.
Hello, Sister was a
great
movie.
Great film.
Cate Blanchett was in it.
And Robert Downey Jr.,
Robert Downey Jr., right. Yeah, it was great.
Say hello to my little sister.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
I love George Clooney. He's an old-fashioned movie star. He sucked my...
What?
Yeah. This is good.
He sucks my ice cream.
Yes.
That's exactly
That's pretty
is.
Close,
That's
actually.
Really
I think it was actually gelato, but yes, I love George Clooney. He's an old-fashioned movie star. He sucks. He sucked my ice, my gelato.
Yep.
Perfect.
Just having a little cock-a-doodle.
Do.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Andres, what's that one from?
Oh, and you know the previous one?
The previous one was from The Dictator. That's my line.
Yeah, that's your line.
Yeah.
Do you know what the next one's from?
It's from probably a movie you did.
It's from when I did I'm Dying Up Here.
I'm Dying Up Here, yeah.
I was smoking weed, and I said, just having a little cock-a-doodle doobie, and I was smoking weed in the morning.
Ah, I see.
Guess who made up that line?
Who?
Me.
Very good.
I'm the blank of the world.
I'm the
irony is staggering because we just did this. It's insane. We literally just talked about this movie. I'm the blank of the world.
I'm the best of the world.
Exactly
the best of the world.
Yeah.
Bobby, you got to take this one for obvious reasons.
Wax on, wax
off.
Pretty on the nose.
But pretty easy.
What movie would that be from? Wax on, wax off. Do you know?
Bees.
The bees.
Yeah.
Bees.
Because they obviously...
Wax on.
There's wax.
And then you take it off from them.
Right.
Right. Wax on. E.T., blank home.
I don't know this.
E.T.
You know, to be fair, this is really tough.
It's not.
No. I mean, it, for her to just guess, it's alien slang. So, all
right, yeah, E.T.
Because it's first of all, it's improper English.
It's also a difficult word to say.
Right.
Because it's technical.
Yeah, it's technological.
And science-y.
Yeah,
so, science-y.
Go ahead.
E.T.
Very science-y, Bob.
E.T.
I mean, really, at this point,
just throw it out there.
Yeah, you said science-y. Well, you said ice cream once and spider once.
E.T. what?
Galaxy.
E.T. Galaxy Home. Have you never seen the movie E.T.?
No.
E.T.
Galaxy Home.
Galaxy Home. Yeah. That is what he said, right?
Is
well,
he
his galaxy.
That. Yeah. Well, that's exactly where he lives. He lives in the galaxy.
This one's fun. Toto, yeah. I've got a feeling we're not in blank anymore. Toto, I've got a feeling we're not in.
I've got a feeling we're not in here.
Very good.
That's very honest.
Toto,
I've got a feeling we're not in here anymore. This one's great, Bobby.
Yeah.
Set it up for this one.
Go ahead. Make my...
What a good movie.
Yeah, I love it. Go ahead. Make my...
Milkshake.
Yes!
Yes! How did you know that?
That's actually really good. That's Milkshake.
How did you know that? You saw the movie?
No.
That's odd that she wouldn't...
How would you know that then not see the movie?
I don't know. I was just thinking of ice cream and then Milkshake.
What movie do you think it is?
I don't know.
You don't know what movie this is? This is Clap the Boat.
This is Clap the Boat. Go ahead. Make my milkshake.
All right. Keep your friends close, but
your enemies closer.
Yeah, she's a crazy person. She knows sure.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our...
You can read this with an accent. She still won't get it.
Yeah.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our... They may take our lives, but they'll never take our...
Souls?
Yeah.
They can take our lives, they'll
is
never take
more?
Our souls.
I like this game.
That's so good, though. They'll never take our souls.
Okay, let's tell her what it really was.
You well, the last one was... we can go through it. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our... Freedom. That was Braveheart.
Yes, the Braveheart.
You got that?
Go ahead, make my day.
That's Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry.
Do you know who Clint Eastwood is?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's E.T. Phone Home.
Yeah, phone.
Right.
Toto, I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. Oh. Do you know where Kansas is? Do you know what it is?
State.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
You know what movie that was? No. Wizard of Oz.
You've never seen that?
No. Oh, my God.
God, it's so wild.
I'm the king of the world?
Yeah, you just did Titanic. You know you love that movie.
I forgot.
Yeah. Wax on, wax off is from Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Those two phrases are from me and Bob.
Yeah.
Say hello to my little friend is Scarface. Do you know what that is?
Horror movie?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a cautionary tale, horror tale.
Bond, James, what'd you say?
Bond, James Bond.
She got it right. She got it right.
Houston, we have a what?
She said Houston, we have a...
Baby.
She said,
we have a baby.
And it's Houston, we have a problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What movie?
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13,
Apollo 13,
right.
May the force be with you.
Right.
From Star Wars.
What did she say? May the...
What'd you say?
What was it?
May the odds be with you.
Right, Casino. Yeah. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. An offer. That's from The Godfather. Have you seen that? No way. No, yeah.
Frankly, my dear,
I don't give a damn what you got correct.
You got that, right.
Do you know what movie that is?
No.
Really?
How do you know that it's damn? No, it's damn.
I just thought of it.
Oh.
Do you know who says it?
No.
Wow. Do you know, Bob?
Is it...
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I don't know.
What movie is it?
I don't know what movie it is.
Gone with the Wind.
Clark Gable.
I never saw that.
You never saw Gone with the Wind?
No.
Well, okay.
Okay.
But like, you love old cinema.
That one I didn't watch. Because I don't like...
No, I just love that you go, that one I didn't watch.
I'll tell you why. I don't like historical pieces with just a bunch of white people in it.
You don't like slave era films?
Like a movie like Emma comes along or something like that when it has to do with... aristocrats or white
slavery and shit.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
What about Tarantino? He does shit like that all the time. About slave movies. Yeah. Okay. Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the? And you got that right.
You got that right.
Wait, did you?
She did.
What did you say? Ferris. Who is the Ferris Bueller of them all?
Yeah.
That's
pretty good, though.
That's really good for American movie slangs.
Yeah. I have to say, you have to watch E.T.
Yeah, let's make you a list of stuff you really need to watch.
Yeah, you got
to
watch E.T.
E.T. for sure. On this list, let's go down the list of things you have to watch. Gone with the Wind, I don't get it. No.
That you would like.
The Godfather, you would love The Godfather, you would love Star Wars.
You've never seen any Star Wars.
I think I've seen the first one.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You would know if you had or not.
I don't think she'll like James Bond. I think Scarface would be
too much
for you.
No, The Dictator's, no.
No, for us. I'm the Titanic you've seen. Oh, yeah. I think Karate Kid you'd love.
Yeah.
Karate Kid's such a good movie.
E.T. you've never seen. Why wouldn't you watch that movie?
That's a cute movie. With kids and an alien.
His name is E.T.
Extraterrestrial.
Oh, but he looks kind of... scary.
He does.
Yeah.
Let's bring him a picture of this long-necked weirdo. Let's bring him a picture of E.T. right now. Because honestly, I couldn't agree with her more. I remember as a kid being like, I would never put this thing in my house. Let me tell you something. If this thing... that in my house?
Yeah.
Why am I hiding that in my house?
Yeah.
And what was he made out of? A ball skin? Out of sack? Like ball sack skin? He was such an ugly... no purpose was this cute. They tried to say it was like cute. It was not a cute creature. Go to a full body shot of it, please. There's a full body shot there. Not cute. Look at that's a testicle.
Yeah.
That's a big sack. Would you hide that in your house? If he came to your house, Rudy, if this crashed in your front yard and you and your friends were when you were like, how old were they? 10 or 11 or 12 in that? Would you ever harbor this in your home?
No.
You'd probably kill it.
Can I say something about
it? You'd probably
ET,
get
though?
One of those knives out and kill it.
But the tone of the movie, I remember watching the movie as a kid.
Yeah.
And walking out of the theater going, oh, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It was unequivocally
as a kid,
one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God, it was so magical. I remember walking out with my brother of the theater and just going, wow, that was magical.
I remember feeling that about a handful of movies where you're like, so cool, it blew your mind.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters, I thought, was one of the coolest
movies. Yeah, that was another really cool one.
They were like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
The technology back then was absurd.
It's absurd.
And this today, when you look at the CGI and this and all stuff, it looks awful.
Really?
It's so bad. It's terrible.
We should try to watch E.T., I think, at home.
She might like it.
Star Wars, you have to watch.
Well, yeah, you really should for cultural reference.
Let me ask you something. In Star Wars, just name me three characters in Star Wars.
You got this.
Darth or Dark?
You tell us. We've never seen it.
Darth Vader?
Very good.
Darth Vader.
Second one?
Luke.
Yeah.
Luke.
What's his last name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's, you know.
It's forgettable.
I just know it's Luke, I am your father.
That's his name.
How do you know that?
Luke, I am your father.
That's a movie you saw?
I don't know.
No, she's heard that in the social zeitgeist of hearing.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying that, Luke, I am your father.
Yeah.
So Luke what? Let's guess his last name, just for fun. Luke. Think about space stuff. Spacey things. Luke. Luke Obb.
No.
Wait, Luke Obb.
Obregon.
Yeah, Luke
Obregon.
Luke Obregon.
That's great.
Very good.
One more
character.
Luke Obregon.
He was good. Luke Obregon was good.
Yeah. She does come up with great
amazing
last
names.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Archnall.
Jose Archnall's.
Yeah.
I want to read.
Amazing.
I want to see that movie.
She should have a book of like baby names.
Go ahead. Name one more character. Come on.
Slinky.
Because yes, no, like no, no, no. Slinky was in there. Slinky was in there.
Slinky
was in there. Everyone loves a Slinky.
Slinky. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Slinky was in there.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Have you ever heard of like C-3PO?
No.
R2-D2. No. You never heard of that.
Hmm.
Have you ever heard of Boba Fett? No. Okay. Luke's last name is Skywalker.
Oh. Yeah.
You've heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Princess Leia, Han Solo, any of these kind of ring a bell?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That was a great podcast. I had a good time.
Well, let's have Rudy take us out with one of your favorite incorrect slangs from there. Which one did you say? What one was the furthest off? I'm going to make him a spider. He can't refuse.
Yeah.
Is that it? Go ahead and say that into the camera and take us home.
I'm going to make him a spider. He can't refuse.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
now you have a little Bobby too. Oh. Thank you for being a bad friend.